From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us now, Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. So good to be back again with you.
Hi, Lynn. Good to talk with you.
Now, I understand you're going someplace pretty interesting this week, aren't you?
Yes, this week the Third World Sudoku Championship is taking place in Goa, India.
Wow. And, how many people come for that?
Well, there'll be 25 to 30 countries, and each team has 3 to 4 people on it. I'm not competing. I'm on the board of the organization that runs it. But it'll be my first time to India, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Will, I've been told I shouldn't feel this way, but anytime I see those Sudoku puzzles, my eyes start blurring because numbers, I'm one of those people that has that number fear.
Oh, I've got a little secret for you. Change each of those numbers to a letter. You know, every one, make it an A. Every two, make it a B. Maybe it'll seem more inviting.
All right, I'm going to give that a try. Okay. Now, remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Jeffrey Harris of Nashville, Tennessee. I said, think of a six-letter hyphenated word meaning eager. Change the fourth and sixth letters to get another hyphenated word meaning less than eager. What words are these?
And the answer?
The answer is gung-ho and gun-shy.
We had about 1,000 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Jody McPeak from Seattle, Washington. She joins us now. Hi, Jody.
Hello.
Jody, tell me, what do you do there in Seattle?
I work for the VA hospital in the spinal cord injury outpatient clinic, and it is the most uplifting job I have ever had in my life.
Uplifting. Ooh. See, I think people would be surprised to hear you use the word uplifting, because you're dealing with people with very serious injuries.
Very serious, and not a one of them is miserable. They've all accepted it, and they're saying, hey, this isn't going to defeat me. I'm a winner. They're a winner. And they make me feel really good about being here.
Well, that's fantastic, and it's fantastic work. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I used to send in postcards when Susan Stamberg was running the show.
Oh, that's a while ago.
Yeah, I'm really old.
Well, as you can hear, Will's on the other line. Will, I'd like you to meet Jody McPeak. Why don't you guys say hello and we can get ready to play.
I will.
Hi, Jody. And Lynn, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word has two or more G's in it. Remove all the G's and the remaining letters in order will spell the answer to the second clue. For example, if I said joke writers and prayer ending, you would say gag men and amen. All right?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Number one is uses Listerine or scope. And your second clue is French city in Van Gogh paintings.
Gargles and Arles.
Excellent. Number two, keeps several balls in the air.
Jekyll.
And writer Verne.
Jewels.
That's right. Long and matted as a dog's hair, and a rural carriage.
Oh, a rural carriage is a buggy, but
yeah.
Long and matted like a poolie dog. Shaggy, that's right.
Shaggy and...
Shaggy and a shay.
And a shay is right. A non-wizard in the Harry Potter books, and an offspring of a horse and donkey.
A muggle and a mule.
Right. Now, in the following answers... they all have more than two G's. And your first one of these is an exercise activity on a track or street. And your second clue is become a member of.
Jogging?
Yes.
Jogging and join.
That's right. Protective eyewear and cries at a bullfight.
Goggles and olays.
Very good. I like that. Boasting... and intellect.
Bragging and brain.
That's right. And here's your last one. A sound of a drowning person in two words and a lollapalooza.
Oh, wow. Drowning person in two words. Gurgle?
No.
No.
And do you remember who sang To Sir With Love in the 1960s? That's your...
Lulu.
Yes,
oh,
now add...
Glug-glug.
Glug-glug.
I was thinking
Lulu.
It was glug-glug.
And that's the first word, glug-glug?
Yes,
second,
you got it.
Oh, and Lulu.
Lulu.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
I'm not so humiliated as I thought I would be.
Oh, my goodness, Jody. Are you kidding? I was just sitting here. I had nothing to do at all. Thank you.
Well,
you were great.
Thank you. I've been waiting for years for this opportunity.
And, of course, you know you're going to get some prizes. And to tell you exactly what you've won, here's NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shorts' Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
Thank you, Daniel Shore. And Jody McPeak, tell us, what member station do you listen to?
KUOW.
From Seattle, Washington, that was Jody McPeak. Thanks so much for playing Puzzle with us, Jody.
Thank you.
And now, Will, what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Ruth Warren of Albany, New York. Name some places where people eat. Add one letter at the end of the word, and you'll get an adjective that may describe this place's food. What words are these? So again, some places where people eat, add one letter at the end, and you'll get an adjective that may describe this place's food. What words are these?
And when you have that answer, go to the website, npr.org/puzzle, and you click on the Submit Your Answer link. Now, only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you are the winner, and you will get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot. We'll have fun on your trip.
Thanks a lot, Lynn.